Mandel's and the Martian Hop.
Was this a dance?
No, I think this was a novelty.
Just a novelty song, period. Okay. You're right, it is a novelty song, and that got some airplay, huh?
Yes, it did.
Eddie Cochran recorded this one, and I'm sitting in the balcony. I don't remember this one either.
This is a good one. I'm just a sissy in the middle of the just a walk in the mood. Or maybe it's the same. I wouldn't know. I don't care about the same. Those are symbols and the change. I'm just sitting in the back. On the very last row. I'll hold your hand. In the back, you know. Hand in the back, you know. Just sitting in the back, you know. On the very last row. Stop loving to watch Bugs Bunny, but he can't take the place of mine. Just sitting in the back, just in the back, just sitting in the back, on the very last row, just a hug and a kiss. That sounds totally different from the Eddie Cochran I know from Summertime Blues. Is it the same guy? It's the same guy.
It is the same guy.
It's the same guy. You don't remember this one?
No, I don't.
It's a good one, though.
Yeah, and so that's interesting. I guess that was before Summertime Blues.
I think it was, yes.
This song, A Brand New Key, What about it? Who does this?
This is by Melanie.
Is this Melanie? I think she had a couple of records I used to play. I don't remember the names of them now.
Yeah, I think this was one time referred to as the roller skate song or something like that, but it's brand new key and it's about roller skates.
Okay. Yeah, I remember this one well, Glenn. You're right. It was kind of a roller skate song. Actually, it was kind of an adult song too. A lot of clubs they played that song.
That played good in the ice rinks and roller skating rinks.
Yeah, in my crowd, it played a lot of other places too. It's an interesting song. I remember that. It was a big hit. You have another key song here too.
Well, yeah, that's the next one coming up, and it's by Paul Peterson called "She Can't Find Her Keys."
So we're just going to play music for locksmiths.
When I take my baby home at night, I can't wait to kiss and hold her tight. But right then, the time begins to drag, when she starts searching through her bag.
She's just got some both of me. I can't find my keys. And here's what happens while he's waiting for her.
Out lipstick, powder, bubble gum, and bobby pins, but she can't find her keys. Curlers, tweezers, cold cream, and candy bars, but she can't find her keys. Mail file, school books, an autograph of baby, and she can't find with these. But I'm standing here waiting for a goodnight kiss, 'cause she can't find her keys. Gumdrops, glasses, magazines, and tangerines, but she can't find her keys.
Her keys.
Presley records, hairspray, and jelly beans, but she can't find her keys. the keys. Eyebrow pencil, perfume and potato chips and portable batteries. But I'm standing here waiting for a goodnight kiss, 'cause she can't find her keys. Season coffee bus, watermelon, gold post, a rabbit's foot and French toast, fire hydrant, ash can, TV set, electric fan, but she can't find her keys.
Well, that was quite a production there, Glenn.
Do you like
it? It was interesting. Now, if I'm going to play the Stars on 45 here in just a second, was that an instrumental?
Yes. No, it's not. Again, it's a medley.
It's a medley, but it's not an instrumental, huh?
This was all of the bubblegum rock songs from the 70s.
Okay, I knew it sounded familiar, but I'd played it, but I don't remember anything about it, so let's find out about it right now.
Sitting in his nowhere land, you're gonna lose that guy.
Now, of course, as usual, Glenn, I remember this was actually a very large hit.
It was a large hit, and that also came out on an LP. It was a two-sided LP, so the actual song ran for about a half hour.
Yeah, and it was in that time when disco was kind of around.
It definitely had the disco beat.
And so long records, you know, those big gigantic singles were kind of the in thing. So, yeah, I remember playing that. In fact, I played that right here at KBIX Radio when it was a hit.
Now, Glenn, we have a guy who listens to us on the net that's originally from Muskogee back in the early 50s and did a little work here at KBIX Radio.
And he is, he plays Dr. Pepper himself, Dr. Pepper down in Waco at the Dr. Pepper Museum.
Oh, okay.
And so you had a Dr. Pepper commercial from the 60s, so let's go ahead and play it for him, okay?
Let's do that.
Dr. Pepper and I'm proud. I used to be alone in a crowd. But now you look around these days. This used to be a Dr. Pepper craze. I'm a pepper, he's a pepper, she's a pepper. We're a pepper, wouldn't you like to be a pepper too? I'm a pepper, he's a pepper, she's a pepper. If you drink Dr. Pepper, you're a pepper too. Us peppers are an interesting breed. An original taste is what we need. Ask any pepper and he'll say, only Dr. Pepper tastes that way. I'm a pepper, he's a pepper, she's a pepper. We're a pepper, wouldn't you like to be a pepper too? I'm a pepper, he's a pepper, she's a pepper. We're a pepper, wouldn't you like to be a pepper too? Be a pepper, drink Dr. Pepper.
Come on.
Be a pepper, drink Dr. Pepper.
Right.
Be a pepper.
Now, I don't know if out there in Stockton, California, Glenn, Dr. Pepper was a big drink or not.
It still is.
It does well there in the San Joaquin Valley. I guess you're just north of there, actually. Anyway, I want to ask you about this song, Sandy Nelson. You put a couple of them in here for us tonight. Because I think, A, you like Sandy Nelson, right?
I like those drums.
Yeah, and he, of course... came out with Teen Beat, and these are other songs I believe followed that tune. I could be corrected. Let's go ahead and play the Sandy Nelson song, okay?
Let's do it. Let There Be Drums.
Yeah, Let There Be Drums.
That's it, Sandy Nelson.